Creek Sand and Gravel.
Hey, is Juliet around?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff.
She may have stepped out, but let me see if I can find her. Hold on.
Awesome, thank you.
Elk Creek, Juliet.
Hey, Juliet, it's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hi, who are you with?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to call and touch base with you here and follow up on the offer I sent out your way a couple weeks back. Looks like it was based off some work you did over there with Wells Fargo a couple years back for some equipment. Does that sound familiar?
We have a number of different accounts with Wells Fargo.
Okay, well, that explains that, because based off that relationship with them, we were able to get you pre-approved with us for some equipment and capital as well,
okay.
About $250,000 or so. Just wanted to see how business was going over there for you this summer.
Really good. I just spent $2 million, though, so.
Ah, so just missed you. Would you buy with that pretty penny right there?
I bought a couple of different machines in an office.
Okay.
And upgraded to a cloud-based software system, put a new scale system in for the trucks, did some safety improvements, and just this and that, and, you know, furniture and the whole nine yards.
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say, the whole nine yards, sounds like it. Alrighty, well, sounds like you're kind of all set for this year then, in terms of that there. But you guys staying pretty busy then to be able to do that, sounds like?
Yeah, in fact, we are expanding. We're growing at right around 200% right now.
Oh, wow, that's
we're
amazing.
We're expanding into the federal market, doing a lot of brokerage-type stuff. Now, I don't necessarily need capital for machinery or anything like that, but what I'm doing is trying to expand my infrastructure and finishing off my pilot's license. We're covering about a 5-state area now.
Okay.
With jobs all over, and I need to be able to travel between those, that's what I'm anticipating anyway.
Okay.
And so we're going from there. I don't know whether or not that would be something that we could look into next year, but I did make an offer on an airplane here this last weekend.
Oh, wow. What kind of airplane?
A P-700. Piper Aerostar twin engine.
P-700 Piper Aerostar.
Production twin engine on the market.
Is it really?
Yeah.
How fast does that go, if you don't mind me asking?
341 miles an hour cruising speed. That's 1,000 feet.
Well, that's awesome. How much does one of those bad boys run?
Well, they're all used because they stopped making them in 1984 because all the best things were made in the 80s.
Now, of course, yep. I've heard
Before
that many times.
Kicked in.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
back when sex was safe and motorcycles were dangerous, right?
Yep, exactly. That's the way I like to look at it too. Well, that's awesome. I'm glad that's all working out. That's sounds like a pretty cool gig. 200%.
Well,
that's a.
We're trying to pay cash for as much as possible, but it's nice to have some liquid money to go through the winter with, and that's where, you know, we like to finance some stuff. We've got it financed, and we've got some stuff liquid as well, just in case, you know, for the winter time or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, well, but, definitely. That makes perfect sense.
Trying to redistribute our business model so it's, you know, we're getting more of an even cash flow over a 12-month season instead of, you know, these steep ups and downs with seasonal, you know, how we used to do.
Yeah, definitely. Trying to keep a balance throughout the year. That's especially with construction, that's a big challenge with all the ups and downs that you guys
right.
face and whatnot. Well, yeah, we aside from equipment, we do capital, working capital program. That's all based off of your annual sales, really. And the higher your sales are, we're able to get you unlock around 15% of your top line for cash for you to use as you see fit. So we do offer stuff that that might, you know, fall in the category of for you when it comes to looking at having a little extra cash on hand and whatnot. But you said you kind of weren't looking at that till next year or the winter.
We're not going to be doing a hell of a lot right now, but we've got things coming up this winter where we'll be doing some things, you know. Am I making any sense? I'm sorry, I've got two things going at the same time. I apologize.
Oh, no worries. Yeah, you're making perfect sense. And so you're kind of just looking at getting maybe a little extra cash gathered up for those things you got going on?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, what you got a second here? I could throw you on the phone with one of my senior reps and she can kind of go over.
Why don't we do this? Can we touch base in about 2 months?
Yes, definitely. Sure can.
That would be awesome. I really, really appreciate that. And then we'll have a better sense of where we're sitting with everything, because we're still doing kind of construction and everything like that right now, and things are going balls to the wall.
Oh, yeah, I understand. It sounds like you guys got a lot going on over there. Well, yeah, let me ask you this, Juliet. What's a good number for me to, or actually not number, a good email for me to shoot you over my info? That way you have that on file, and I'll set a date for us, and we can sit down and figure this out again 2 months from now.
Juliet Moores@gmail.com.
All right, well, I'll shoot over a quick note for you, and I will touch up here shortly. I look forward to speaking with you. Have a good rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thanks.